Glory to God, you're welcome to Everyday with Jesus podcast, where your life is going to be deeply enriched and transformed and nourished by the teaching and preaching of God's word. Every day with Jesus, with the exception of Sundays. Every day with Jesus. Imagine yourself walking through the dusty streets of Jerusalem or Galilee or Judea or Samaria and then coming across the man Christ Jesus. What do you think will be his conversation with you? If Jesus were to cross your path today, physically, what do you think Jesus would be passionate about? What would be that thing that Jesus wants you to know about? Now, we don't need to guess. We could just turn our Bibles to Mark 1:14 to 15. Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. The Bible says, now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The Bible says Jesus was, Jesus came to Galilee and he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. So that means the gospel was Jesus' message. The gospel was Jesus' regular conversation. That was what he was found preaching everywhere. Jesus got to Galilee and began to preach the gospel. He began to persuade men to believe in the gospel. At verse 21 to 22, it was not just in Galilee. It was his custom. That was his regular conversation. I mean, this is this Jesus that would meet a woman by the well, and before you know it, he begins to talk about the gift of God. He begins to talk about the gift of eternal life. He begins to talk about the gift of the Holy Ghost, which when a man receives, will never thirst again. Jesus was so passionate about influencing humanity with the message of the gospel. As a matter of fact, that was the reason why Jesus came into this world. To preach the gospel, to show men the way that he is. Hallelujah. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus came to point to himself as the way to the Father. And Mark 1:21-22, see what Jesus says here. Or see what the Bible says rather about him. The Bible says, then they went into Capernaum. And immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them not as one having authority, rather, and not as the scribes. So Jesus taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. What was he teaching? The same gospel. The same gospel. In fact, he stated that this was why he came. He came for the purpose of preaching the word, preaching the gospel, showing men the truth about God, showing men the truth about the way, the only way by which a man can be saved. Mark 1, 35 to 39. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. Imagine, Jesus was already gaining popularity in the land. He had taught the word of God in Galilee. He had taught the word of God in Capernaum, in the synagogues. They had seen mighty works. In the earlier verses, you see how Bible says Jesus cast out demons, he preached with one as one having authority. So men were beginning to see a new dimension. Hallelujah. A new dimension. In fact, at Mark 1:27, Bible says, then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this and what new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. What kind of new doctrine is this? He began to gain popularity in the land. They knew that a prophet had come in the midst of them. They knew a prophet had arisen in the midst of them. So they were all looking for him. They were seeking him out. And the disciples came and said, see, everyone is searching for you. Hallelujah. Guess what? Jesus responds in verse 38. He said to them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. So that means Jesus was passionate about preaching. Even when men were looking for him, because his ministry was already gaining ground, he said, see, I need to go through all the towns, because that's the reason why I came, to preach in other towns. I came for the purpose of preaching. Hallelujah. Someone says, okay, well, he came majorly to die for the sins of men. Yeah, that's true. However, the death and resurrection of Jesus was going to be communicated via teaching. Jesus would have to begin to preach about what he had come to do. And he was going to announce to men that they must repose faith in him as the savior of the world. So preaching was a first assignment. It was a first task. We shall see that. as we continue, preaching was a first task. It was a first assignment to fulfill. He came to preach. Verse 39, Bible says, and he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. He was preaching in all their synagogues throughout Galilee and casting out demons. So that tells you Jesus' passion was to preach. If you came across the man Jesus physically on the face of the earth, Jesus would have preached the gospel to you. It was a passion. It was an obsession. Glory to God. It was a passion. Jesus continually taught the gospel. He continually taught the gospel. It was his daily conversation. Look at Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Imagine his house was filled up because men came to hear the word of God. Mark 2, 1 to 2. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. One of the things you are going to find out in the ministry of Jesus is how that the word of God was the major thing and signs and wonders were accompaniments. Jesus didn't go around trying to, enforce himself on people as a miracle worker. He didn't go around trying to announce himself as one who was mighty indeed. He went around preaching the gospel, and as he taught the gospel, as he taught the word of God, signs and wonders accompanying the same. Glory to God. That's the pattern you find in the book of Mark. That's the pattern you find. As he taught, he was casting out unclean spirits. Mark 1. Mark 2, look at this. As he was preaching the word, verse 3, Bible says, then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. So in that environment of preaching the word of God, a man that was paralyzed was brought into the meeting and he received healing. Hallelujah. When you read Acts 10:38, that is how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. How did Jesus go about? He went about preaching. He went around preaching. Mark 1:39, he was preaching in all their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. He was releasing the oppressed as he preached the gospel. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So preaching the gospel was a major task and a major passion for Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we say every day with Jesus, what are we going to be talking about? The gospel. And every day with Jesus, it's a daily teaching on the gospel of Christ. That which Jesus himself would have loved to communicate to you if he was here physically. Every day with Jesus is every day in the gospel. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In fact, listen to this. Do you know that Jesus defined his relationship by those who were paying attention to his word, to his ministry, to the ministry of the word? Mark chapter 3, verse 31 to 32, or 35. Let's read to 35. Mark 3, 31 to 35. That says, then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And a multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. But he answered and said to them, who is my mother or my brothers? And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. He was referring to those who were paying attention to the ministry of the word. These are my brothers and my mothers. Men who pay attention to what I have to say. In fact, look at this, which is Luke's account of the same event. Luke chapter 8, verse 19 to 21. Luke vividly shows us that Jesus was commending them for their receiving the word of God, for their being receptive to the truth of God's word. For their being receptive to the ministry of the word. Luke 8, 19 to 21. Luke 8, 19 to 21. Then his mother and brothers came to him and could not approach him because of the crowd. And it was told him by some who said, your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you. But he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Now listen, hear the word of God and do it here. Jesus was not trying to sound funny when he says, no, these are my real mothers, and my brother. It was showing us how in the final analysis, those who are going to have a relationship with him that would last, that would transcend time, are those who receive the word. to hear the word and to do it in the context of Jesus' ministry is to believe the gospel. Don't forget where we started from. Mark 1, 14 to 15. Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and you know, he says, repent and believe the gospel. So to receive his word and to do his word means to believe in the gospel. That was Jesus' message. So Jesus defined his relationship by the folks who were receiving and paying attention to his word. In fact, Jesus preferred to be heard than to be served. Once upon a time, he was in the house of Martha and Mary. And while he was there, Martha was busy trying to serve, busy preparing something. Martha even felt that Mary was not supporting her, helping her out in preparing to serve. But then, Jesus said something very remarkable. As much as Jesus was not against service, he preferred that a man would put paying attention to God's word first before serving. He preferred having a man prioritize listening and receiving the word of God to serving. Why? Because that was the crux of his ministry. His message. His message. Luke 11, verse 38 to 42. Luke 11, 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. In fact, you know, the account says Martha was distracted. If Martha was serving in another context, if Martha was serving when the word was not going on, that wouldn't have been called a distraction. But because she was serving at the time when Jesus was in the house and he was teaching, he was talking, he was conversing, he was preaching the word of God, he was sharing God's word. At that point in time, Martha's service became a distraction. And Jesus says in verse 41, and Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. So Jesus preferred to be heard before being served. Hallelujah. Do you know why? Because it's as you hear him, it's as you pay attention to his word, you learn how to properly serve. Many believers today are so busy, obsessed with activities, busy with what they can do for the Lord, what they can do for the Lord, how to serve him, how to please him, and all that. But you see, what Jesus wants you to do first is to receive his word, to receive the truth of God's word. That will transform your heart, it will transform your mind, it will renew you, it will renew your thoughts, it will show you how you should serve properly. Not everything that is done for God is done right in the church today. Not everything that is done is approved. There's the possibility of vain worship. There's the possibility of vain service. You can do the wrong things. You can do the wrong things. Hallelujah. You can also be doing the right things at the wrong time. So when a man pays attention to God's word, he's able to understand how to serve the Lord. So Jesus preferred being heard to being served. As a man listens and pays attention to the word of God, he's able to serve. If you run ahead with service, you will miss out. If you run ahead with service, you may serve in vain. If you run ahead with service, you may serve God in a way that you are not expected to serve him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the message first. The message first, the word of God. That was Jesus' priority. In fact, Jesus says this is the reason why he was anointed. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The prophecy concerning him in Isaiah, Jesus shows us that he was anointed specifically to begin to preach first. Luke 4, 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I've been anointed, I've been sent to preach. It's as he was preaching, he was healing the brokenhearted and proclaiming liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind. And, you know, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. It was as he was preaching the gospel, he was announcing these things. So he was anointed to preach. That's the crux of his ministry. Glory be to God. So every day with Jesus is every day in the gospel. Is every day in the gospel of Christ. Is every day in the message of Christ. Is every day in the realities of what Jesus has done for us, for you and I. If you are not a Christian and you happen to tune into this podcast, then every day with Jesus is a time for you to find out the truth about what Jesus did for you. He died for your sins. He died for your sins. Matthew 26, 28, it says, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. When you receive the gospel, you are saved. you are redeemed, you are forgiven. Jesus died so you can be saved. Jesus died so your sins can be forgiven. He rose again so you can be justified. That is the message of the gospel. John 3:16 is a very popular scripture. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. A man that believes in the gospel finds eternal life. Every day with Jesus is an everyday encounter with the truth of what Jesus died for. It's an everyday encounter with the truth of the facts of Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension. What he achieved for you and I. The benefits that accrue to humanity via the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is what we are going to be talking about in this podcast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, many times believers love to read scriptures. They love to, you know, quote verses of the Bible. They love to apply scriptures to their lives and situations and things like that. And most times people miss out on the essence and the central theme of the scriptures. Every day with Jesus is not just a play, it's not just a platform or a broadcast where we're going to be just sharing scriptures, verses upon verses in isolation from the core truth or the central truth of the gospel. Every day with Jesus is a platform, is a broadcast that would show you the unity and the harmony of the scriptures. The scriptures have a central message. John chapter 5 verse 39, he says, you search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, but these are they which testify of me, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. Speaking to the Jews, Jesus rebuked them. They were searching the scriptures. They were looking through the scriptures because they thought that in looking through scriptures, they were going to find life. But the scriptures were bearing a collective witness to Jesus and what he had come to do. They were bearing a collective witness to Jesus and what he had come into the world to do. So if a man does not find Jesus, does not find Christ, does not find the gospel in the scriptures, he's yet to read the scriptures appropriately. Every day with Jesus is every day in the message of Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus came with a message. He came with a message. This is one thing you must never forget. Jesus did not just come with miracles, signs and wonders. He came with a message. The first thing Jesus came with was a message. And he is a message. Matthew 17:5. When the Father spoke about Jesus and the disciples had an experience, they had an encounter, they heard the voice on the Mount of Transfiguration. We call it Mount of Transfiguration today because Jesus was transfigured before his disciples. So, they had an experience. What the Father said in that experience, in that vision, is so instructive. Matthew 17, verse 5. Glory be to God. Matthew 17:5. Let me even start from verse 1. It says, now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. So the instruction of the Father is singular. Hear him. Hallelujah. Hear him. That's why Jesus was emphatic about the message. That's why Jesus was emphatic about the message. If you look at Jesus' ministry, you see that the crux of his activities, the most important of all his activities, or the one that had the premium of all his activities, was preaching. The preaching of the gospel. Not just any preaching, the gospel. He was preaching the gospel. He was talking about what he had come to do. He was showing men that faith in him was the only way of salvation. And this is what every day with Jesus is going to be about. We're going to have a time of our lives searching the scriptures to unravel the mind of Christ. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow and let's have a great time in the Word again. You could go ahead and just pray. I want to encourage you after each episode, make sure you give yourself to prayer. Just pray. Just cultivate the habit of praying when you hear God's Word. When you hear God's Word, the first thing to do is to respond with prayer. Just give yourself to prayer. You could go right away now and just give thanks to Him. Pray in tongues. If you're on your way to work, you could just go ahead and start talking in tongues. Just talking in tongues. And stay full of the Spirit all through the day. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. It's Every Day with Jesus podcast. Hallelujah.